Mr. Pereira, good of you to join us. Was it about as bad as you could imagine?
Well, I will say this. I started to pay more attention to the declining liquid level in my glass. because the more I was watching, the quicker that liquid level was going down. It was not a very pretty performance, I will agree with you.
In watching all these games that you've watched and what you've done over the course of your career, does one lead to another? Or were these just a bunch of independent guffaws?
You know, I don't know. Does one lead to another? I think the thing that probably, you know, people say to me, is the officiating worse now than it was last year or worse than it was when I was there? I don't know that for sure because I don't know what kind of grades guys are getting, but I do know this. More high-profile mistakes are being made. I mean, the officials basically have been in the news every week since week two.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then something's wrong. And I think that, you know, I don't think it's necessarily any bad in terms of the quantity of the number of mistakes that are being made, but, you know, the big-time things that happened in the game last night, there's been a lot of those. So why? I mean, you need to search for answers as to why that is the case. And, you know, is it the fact? I mean, I have never known the league to be as part, or I should say not as part, but I've never known the league to turn over as many officials as they have in the last 2 years. I mean, 25 officials, 20% of the staff has turned over. So you're turning over essentially veterans who have been through the battles. You're turning them over for youngsters that are basically have not. And if you look at the sequence inside of 2 minutes last night where the same official, the head linesman, you know, he ruled first down. It was clearly short. Replay had to change it. He ruled incomplete pass. It was a catch. Replay had to change it. And then, of course, he wound the clock when he never should have wound the clock. He's only been in the league for a year and a half. And do you brain lock sometimes when the pressure really gets on? And do you revert back to the college rule, which you spent a heck of a lot more years in college than you have in the NFL at this
point?
Yeah,
right.
You know, why? I mean, you have to look at this point, you have to look at why and come up with reasonable conclusions as to what it might be and what you can do. And some of these suggestions that are starting to come out, like Roger Goodell saying, well, we're going to mix up the crews because we want more consistency. Well, that's crazy. That's a non-officiating thought. That makes no sense to me. But, you know, maybe they did turn over too many people too quickly. Maybe, you know, maybe the fact that you have had now three different leadership groups in, you know, in the last, 6 years or whatever it is. But, you know, my last year went to a guy named Carl Johnson for 3 years, and now you're into Dean Blandino for 2 years. So management has changed three times. You know, you got to take a look and see what's going on to see, you know, to see what can be done to make things better.
Just let me just ask this question just to get it out of the way. Do you think replay psychologically has any impact on the way these officials conduct themselves or make decisions?
Well, I think, to tell you the truth, I think you have to go beyond replay. You know, there's so much technology involved now. You know, it started out as replay. I mean, did replay initially affect the way that, you know, that people officiated? Maybe so, although I think they got used to it. And the guys that are coming in from college now, they're all coming out of replay too. So, you know, they ought to be used to that by now to some degree. But if you also look at the officials now, they have these microphones, they have these earpieces in, all of them do, these earpieces in and microphones. They call it the O2O, which means official to official. And they are allowed to communicate, and really the whole point of the system, which I was for, is allow them on the field to communicate with each other to speed up the game. So the guy that calls pass interference downfield 30 yards, 40 yards, doesn't have to have the referee come all the way to him or go back to the referee and say, I've got a foul on 23 defense. He can say it right into his system and talk to the referee. But You now have the replay official that's hooked into the system. You have New York that's hooked into the system that can, get involved in replay. And so you have all this technology now that, it almost seems like maybe from an officiating standpoint you can lean on. And I don't think you should ever get to the point where you lean on technology and maybe in some sense, that's beginning to happen to a degree too. But I still think replay is good for the game, and I think technology, when used properly, is good for the game. But I am starting to get a little worried that it's, going overboard. But then you look, I will say this, to be honest, I'm not defending the officials at all last night. You had that young official in the last 2 minutes, and then, the official that blew the erroneous whistle, which is really what they call it. Now they don't call it in the rule book. It's not called inadvertent. It's called erroneous. But, this is the guy that got 7 ribs broken about 6 weeks ago when
yeah.
he got run over on the sideline and he just came back.
It was only his second game back, I think.
Well,
you look and are you a little rusty maybe? Mm. And believe me, he's been around a while, and I'm not trying. It was a mistake. It's an awful mistake that he certainly should not have been made. But I think officiating has been in the news so much that you're going to have to kind of take a look. And maybe obviously you can't change the processes now, necessarily. But at the end of the season, you're going to have to take a good hard look in things like what really is a catch and what is not a catch. Well, how are we going to train officials? Or is there a better way to train them to get, better consistent messages and get more consistency on the field? I just think if I was there right now, and it could be me just as much as it's Dean Blandino right now, I'd be tearing my hair out, which I'm sure he is. And I would be like, I can't wait for the season to end because I'm going to break down this whole thing and see what we can do differently next year.
We got about 90 seconds.
Yeah, just quickly, on that play you referred to, Tom Brady, 3 to 5 yards inbounds, throws the ball down the field, the whistle goes. Like, there are mistakes, catch, no catch, some of the things you already articulated. Any guess why he blew the whistle?
I just think maybe the anticipation
right.
of Brady going out of bounds. The league has kind of talked to the officials in their videos, which they send out each week. We want whistles blown at the end of the play, because for a long time, hell, even in my time when I was on the field, if the play was over and, it was obvious, you didn't blow the whistle, but you didn't give any regard to players that were away from the pile. And so now the latest thing in for the last 3 years, blow the whistle at the end of the play every time. Maybe that, I mean, I remember when I had one we all have them. I mean, I had one. When you have one, you very seldom ever have a second one because they're so demoralizing. But, a guy was going out of bounds and I blew the whistle and the ball came loose before he got out of bounds.
Oops.
Thankfully, it was in. It was at Fresno State University, and nobody saw it. Thank God it wasn't in Buffalo and New England, where the world sees it. But it's a mistake that sometimes, brain freeze, brain lock, brain something else they call it, which I won't say on air, but, no real reason.
Yeah, one of them is maybe understandable. Three big ones in one game is of concern, and that's why we wanted
well,
to.
Well, it certainly should be of concern. And if I was sitting in New York right now, I wouldn't be a happy guy. I'm sure New York is not happy. I'm sure the officials are not happy too, along with all of the Buffalo fans that were on the short end of some of those.
Mike, we always enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again down the road. Thanks.
You got it. Take care.